just see everyone being enveloped in love. Love is our true nature. Love is our true accessory. You know, it's like, oh, should I wear this necklace or that necklace? Love is our true accessory. So this is where we're bypassing time. We're bypassing our old engagement, how we received ourselves, where we received ourselves in terms of location. While it appears that we're localized, meaning, heavily involved in our linear pastime. In fact, what we're doing is aligning with our true broadcast. So this is where we really call the shots. In other words, which aspect of self are you leaning on? Are you prophesizing over? Are you obligated to? Are you securing? In other words, which one is in the captain's chair? Which one is operating your Merkaba? So this is the time of true engagement with your light. So as we receive light, as we receive our homecoming, we want to like feel that arrival at last. So the energy of it, it looks like that oracle card where there's a beautiful female figure in the middle, and surrounded by it is just light. So again, she's in the middle, light all surrounds her. So it's like her entire auric field is illuminated, and the card says hope, of course. And so this is what we're extending ourselves into. This is what we're affirming. This is what we're engaging in, is the hopefulness of divine union. So it's not that everything in the linear is just exactly what we want. It's not that at all. It's sort of like, despite, as time goes by, in other words, the linear dance is going to do its thing, duality is going to go back and forth, but we are rising. In other words, when they say like Christ is risen, it's not Jesus that's risen. It's our own illuminated presence that's risen. So this is what is calling us home. This is what is beckoning us. This is what is engaging with us. This is what is waking us up. This is what is calling us into that unified field of consciousness where all is already one, where all is already risen, where all is already unified, where all is already permitted. So the permitting is quite essential, because it's already there. We're not begging, we're not pleading. What we're doing is recognizing, aligning, allowing. So they want me to explain allowing. Allowing is the offerings being made to each of us. The allowing is we're allowing it to be received. We're allowing it to be established. We're allowing it to be noted. We're allowing it to be orchestrated. And orchestrated is, let me pay attention to this. So, I don't know, you go to the theater and there's a playbill, but there's like sheets in there, like this is who's acting tonight or whatever. So you pay attention to it. It's sort of like the updated information, if we can think of it that way, where there's new procession, new allowance, new establishment. So every time we say that new, there's this white light that is so pervasive, that's so continuous is the best way to explain it. Imagine you have the shutters closed on a window and you open the blinds. Like at first, it's almost like, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. But once your eyes adjust, it's totally available. It's like, oh, okay, now I can see better. Now I can feel happier because now there's light. So this is what we're engaging in, is like beyond our past, beyond the prior pastime. So what we see in the physical eye stream, with our physical eyes, is self-limiting. In other words, we don't see the truth. What we see with our five senses is not truth. So what we're doing is extending ourselves to our highest broadcast. Our highest broadcast is receiving everything in its true organization, in its true honor, in its true placement. And so we're doing that from the extenuation of our spiritual heart. where we recognize everyone, we know everyone. We see beyond the veil, we see beyond the minimal protest to the highest engagement, to the highest procession. So as we will engage with our true alma mater, meaning our true self, this is where the light gets self-activated. So then instead of following the old linear programming where you're just sort of tossed and turned by the wind's conditions, we're moving into our allocated presence, meaning our awakened heart, heart-centered consciousness. And this is what we're engaging with for our continuum. In other words, for the rest of your days where you're associated with the earth, you're graduating steadily. So we really want to receive that there's no more linear story outpicturing the way we've been sort of like, just sort of like with blinders on, like we're only seeing one aspect of life, that we're opening up to our final broadcast and we're awakening to God's glory. So God's glory is our God self's glory. In other words, the truth of self, where there is no judgment, there is no right and wrong, there is no, like none of this dualistic appearances, so that we can move into the collective springtime. The collective springtime is when there are enough beings on the planet that are holding the light prism. In other words, opening and activating their light, that in that unified consensus, we bring forth the awakening of Earth. So indeed, it's like it's already here, but we are bringing forth the good evidence. So this is where they say, like, joy is already here, the new Earth is already here. And some of us are like, well, can you explain that to me? Because I'm not seeing it. So this is the whole point. We see it with love's advantage. So this is where we're tuning in regularly to our newfound broadcast. So allow yourself to receive that generous increase. That generous increase is really quite generous. In other words, this is where all the light codes have been offered incessantly. Like, it's just here. It's not going anywhere. What we're doing is adjusting. So we're adjusting regularly. So this is where we're increasing our self-relevance. In other words, stepping out in faith, stepping out in higher illuminated guidance. This is where we leave the story of the past, the story that others placed upon us, the story that we've then placed on others. It's sort of like we're bypassing that roadmap and moving into love's completion. So love's completion is we recognize everyone to be one of the Christ body. In other words, we all already are lifted up. So this is what we're joining with, how do I say that in words? Like, it's all here. It's all being invited. It's all being stirred in our favor. It's all being allocated. So we want to remember, the more we decide to pick it, the more we decide to choose it, when we choose the light, when we choose the love, it's like we kind of cross over. So you can like go through the trenches and the negativity and the judgment and the slander, or you can cross over. You can just pick the light, and it's like an expressway on a highway. You avoid the congestion, you avoid the traffic. So this is where we're the ones that signal our readiness. So when the Daily Message talks about decision making, we are the ones that are given that good, they're saying good pleasure, meaning we have to choose it. We have to choose it. The light can be offered, it can be forecast, and then we choose it. We choose to rise, we choose to accept, we choose to engage. So they want me to explain this, the whole back, because then you're thinking like, well, what's the problem then? It's the ego that wants to be right. It's the ego that wants to have the last say. It's the ego that wants to put someone else in their place. It doesn't mean that you would verbalize it. It means that you're attached to it within your own vicinity, meaning like your own storehouse. Because again, It wants to stay alive. We've been thinking we are the ego. We've been thinking that we are our mind. So we're moving into a new system, if you will, a new placement and relevance of self that is extraordinary, that bypasses time, that's truly available. And to take a seat, to welcome it in. This is where we pardon all indicators. That means across the slate, slate clean for each. It's sort of like, okay, none of those scores count. None of this matters because we're playing a new game. So we want to receive love's advantage because it's only when we identify with our light that we have that potentiality, that we have that love's assurance. So we have that sort of like enough of that governing presence that we feel fortified. In other words, we're attuning to the light as ourselves. So we come to identify ourselves, and that reality that gives us like the power of presence that we can release the old strongholds. So we want to receive ourselves at last. So in other words, depending on who you believe you are, we then believe in our strongholds. We then believe in guilt. We then believe in judgment. So what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to receive God's mercy again. God's mercy being the mercy of our true entitlement energy configuration, where there is none of the old outcast perspective. Because that's the reason 3D just keeps on rolling, doing its thing. You get rid of one problem, you have another. You get rid of one judgment, someone has another. And then there we go with the tack all over again. So this is what's being broadcast and why things are going to be shifting extremely quickly. Duality is going to be moving extremely quickly. The opportunity for advanced healing, quantum level exchange, because we already are that, is also available quickly because it's here at last as we will attune to it, as we will orchestrate it, as we will take it on. As we will sign up. So allow yourselves free privilege. They're just showing me like red, white, and blue, like freedom colors. Allowing yourself free privilege is, it's your right to cast your own vote. No one can stop you, but no one can do it for you, including every master you could imagine. They can hold the correct entitlement. They can broadcast it. They can invite you, but you have to step upon. So this is where we each walk ourselves into the new earth. We each walk ourselves into the highest broadcast. We each offer ourselves the agreement of our heavenly exchange. So the more that we do this, the more we are entitled to love's advantage. And so this is where we're operating out of a different dimensional stream. So what was a problem in yesterday's occurrence literally evaporates, disappears, because we're no longer holding life shackled. Excuse me. So in other words, we're no longer committed to the energies of yesterday that created that problem. So others may be, and they may continue with the dream world of suffering. And that's their entitlement. So again, we're not trying to override someone else's free choice. We're taking our own free choice in stride. So in stride, you know, it's sort of like, I always think of like that keep on trucking symbol, that foot, just like in stride. Huge advances. I'm now seeing Buddhas that would be able to levitate and fly great distances. So again, we always think of like Joshua having these like abilities to overcome gravity and all the paradigms of 3D. But in fact, there's been like classes or groupings of ones that have held that master consciousness all along. So this is what we're tapping into. This is what we're establishing. This is what we're engaging in the new sort of like delegation or promotional value or due exchange of our new life on earth. So allow yourselves to receive that heavenly goodness, that heavenly kindness. So again, it's being offered, we're being enveloped, and we're signed, sealed, and delivered. We're signing, we're agreeing, we're stepping onward. And notice how that feels. Are you stepping onward, still casting downward shadow to another, where you stay back a little longer, or I still think you're wrong, or whatever? Because as long as we still have those attachments, we really haven't let go. We're still involved in punishing. It's really, really essential that we make that decision that everyone is free. We don't get to move on until we're willing to allow all to move on. Now, that offering is established, and it's someone's own energy, whether they agree or not. But that's not our concern. Our concern is that we free them in our own perception. That would include politicians that are doing things that perhaps you wonder about. That would include family members. That would include childhood. Whatever it is, it's like we're moving on. Moving on, done with the game, taking my belongings, moving into the light. So really make sure that you feel established where all is forgiven. And if you have anything left over, like it is, but this kind of isn't, to be honest, perfect. Then you allow it to be, how do I put this, like they're saying distributed, but just imagine offering it to Saint Germain's Violet Flame, offering it to Jeshua, Mother Mary, like your angels. But it's that offering. It's sort of like, here it is, still heavy in my heart, but I offer it. I offer it for higher placement. So Spirit, take it from me, diffuse it. Diffuse it now. So let's take a moment and make that offering, make that sort of like proclamation. It's sort of like, whoever I still haven't forgiven, including myself, let that be transmuted. Let that be brought to my higher altar and totally immersed in light. So you may have a situation, you may have a person, you may have a political party, whatever arrives, you may have a situation in Europe, whatever it is, trust what arrives. You may have a figure you don't even recognize is from another lifetime. Trust what is stirred. And receive it for eternity. So for eternity, I just have this infinity symbol. So for eternity is everyone's forgiven. I don't have to play it out in my future lifetime. I don't have to bring it up to make sure I got it in another form, like for eternity, forevermore, forevermore. What this does is gives you free rights to the kingdom, permission to receive. Allowing all to be forgiven. For those that it's yourself that you seem to be a little stuck with, make sure that forgiving principle is pure. What they mean by that is across the board. Every single year of your lifetime, every single indicators. So is there somebody that, I don't know how to, like you're holding back. You're holding back. It's sort of like, I'll forgive this, but nobody knows like what happens in the wee hours of the morning. Well, of course your higher self knows, your guides know. That helps when you really realize that you've never been the only one that knew. Then there's no reason to keep it in darkness. It's already known. It's already known. To see you sort of like holding on to something. allow that to be presented. Allow that to be presented with compassion for self. It's almost like you're afraid to forgive yourself because then you'll be attacked. So if you hold prejudice against self, then someone else's attack isn't as painful. So it's like you're holding that pain towards self almost like a security blanket. It's like your protection. Some kind of old childhood defense. So let's just take another moment's pause and allow your new provisions to be fulfilled. So you're releasing that prejudice towards self. Again, bringing it to Saint Germain's Violet Flame, bringing it to Jeshua, Archangel Michael, whoever feels closest, easiest. And allowing that space now to be filled with love, with light. So your security is the love that you are, the light that you are. And see that being sealed. See it being forevermore. You may have stakes, you may have scotch tape, you may tie it with a beautiful ribbon, but something where this light, this love, the support of the masters, of my guides, of my higher self, of my I Am presence is sealed forevermore. And that is now my security. That is now my safety. Take another moment, really take a deep breath and allow that to be received and allow it to echo. So echoing is wherever, whatever aspect of self in this incarnation needs to know that, needs to receive the good news, needs to receive the internal memo that's been distributed. Oh, the light is my security, my I Am presence is my security. That's my protection. And now, whoever else seems to be involved in those scenarios, offer that I Am acknowledgement to them. This is your truth. This is your truth. And you may want to allow all to receive that truth, that all may be one with their I Am presence. And I just see that going across our globe. So just the way from the outer space, you would see the lights of the cities. Now we're just seeing everyone illuminated on Earth in their I Am truth. So a whole planet of ascended occurrence with all inhabitants in their awakened I Am state. And make sure you've received it for yourself in full measure. Allow the truth to be received in all of your cells. If there are any past memories that need the new internal memo. And take another deep breath and release fully forevermore. Whew, beautiful.